When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Go back and look now at our stories. Profit-making state-owned enterprises in the country paid more than 193 million cedis to government last year as dividend on investments. This is mainly from firms with government shareholding across the country. The SOE sector recorded a profit before tax of 4.6 million cedis from the loss of 9.6 million cedis in 2022. This is an improvement of about 80% from the 2022 financial results. Here's the project lead for the state ownership report of the State Interest and Governance Authority, Eric Bunso Ajabeng, presented the results to the media on behalf of the Director General.
Controlling interest also brought in 48.1 million Ghana cedis, representing 24.83%. And the state-owned enterprises, where the Honorable Minister described, the 53 SOEs, also brought in 6.2 million Ghana cedis, representing 3.19%. Again, you realize that our efforts and all that we are doing is just us ensuring that the state-owned enterprises also improve their performance so that the dividend contribution from that sector will also grow for government to realize the benefits.
Eric Bunso Ajabeng is the project lead for the state ownership report of the State Interest and Governance Authority. To the aviation industry now, and the Ghana Airport Company has announced that it will move some international airlines operating out of the Kutuka International Airport to Terminal 2. The airport company has currently designated Terminal 3 for international flights, while the Terminal 2 is reserved for some domestic flights. However, the Ghana Airport Company in a statement revealed that they are planning to change the existing plan by moving some international flights to Terminal 2. According to the company, this is to help decongest Terminal 3 for the airlines and passengers. It adds that the details will be shared as soon as shareholder agreements are concluded. A while longer within the space, and the aviation expert Sean Mendes has said that the return of Virgin Atlantic operations to Ghana will offer some competition on the London Accra London route. The airline yesterday announced that it will commence daily flights from May 2025 to Accra after it suspended its operations in September 2013. But Sean Mendes is worried whether the competition is sustainable.
So definitely we will see, you know, British Airways is offering flights to both London Heathrow and London Gatwick. I think that we will probably see in the short term that there will be, you know, some level of competition and a price war. But in the long term, I have my doubts as to whether this extra 190,000 seats that Virgin Atlantic is going to put into this market is going to be sustainable together with British Airways' 10-weekly flights.
Sean Mendes is an aviation expert. Away from the aviation industry, the Chartered Insurance Institute of Ghana is asking insurers to value their assets amidst the exchange rate volatilities. President of the Institute, Solomon Lati, said a proper value assessment of assets is key to protecting the interests of insurers for unforeseen circumstances. He spoke to Joy Business at the 2024 Insurance Excellence Awards.
The thing about insurance is, if you insure in dollar, we'll pay your claims in dollar. If you insure in CD, we'll pay your claim in CD. So it's up to you as an individual or a company to always value your assets. If you live in an economy where the currency is volatile, like where we are, and even if you have a life assurance company, you should always revalue the sum insured or the assets. Look at it. Today, if I have insured my car for, let's say, 100,000 CDs, if my car is involved in an accident and they pay me that 100,000 cedis, will I be able to buy that car again?
Solomon Latte is the president of the Chartered Insurance Institute of Ghana. More from the institute: as part of its 7th anniversary celebration, Loyalty Insurance has introduced a new logo and an insurance package called Travel Insurance to augment its existing insurance products. Despite a low level of insurance penetration, the company says it is poised to thrive on innovation to meet the growing demands of its clients. Speaking to Joy Business at the unveiling of the logo and the new product, Managing Director of Loyalty Insurance, Nana Oseyao, noted that the company will continue to safeguard the properties of its clients.
We know that people don't understand insurance, and for that matter, they don't want to take insurance. The penetration, as of now, is even less than 2% in the country. But our new logo, which is importable, we look at where you are, we explain it to you, the problems that you have, we try to solve it for you so that we consult and have peace and move forward for the better things in future. We are going to reconcile with the community, with the people, with those who want to take insurance. We will go out and explain to them, to let them know what actually we see with them. When you come to Loyalty, our customer service will sit down with you, explain the policies to you for you to decide and know the benefit that you can get when the third party is there, the third party fire and theft, and the comprehensive.
Managing Director of Loyalty Insurance, Nana Oseyao there. Telesol Ghana has reiterated its unwavering commitment to the growth and transformation of small and medium-scale enterprises in Ghana. The Director of Enterprise Business Unit and Wholesale at Telesol Ghana, Tawa Bularin, says the telecommunication company will deliver SMEs with unique offers in the SME Month for 2024. She spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the SME Month.
This is our 7th annual edition of the Telesel SME Month. And this month of September, we have renewed everything that we've done. We've got bigger initiatives. Everything is bigger and better. First of all, we're starting with the launch of the Loyalty Reward Program for businesses in Ghana. Every single transaction that you spend on our network today, irrespective of the service, whether it's internet, whether it's list line, whether it's wide area network service, whether it's prepaid, postpaid, everything that businesses spend on our network today, from today, we start to give reward points for those.
Tawa Bularin is the director of the Enterprise Business Unit and Wholesale at Telesel Ghana. To some more stories, as part of its corporate social responsibility, Ghana's leading water storage company, Syntex Tank, has embarked on a project to provide thousands of liters of water to communities facing acute water supply in some parts of the Greater Accra region. Brand ambassador for Syntex Tank, Caleb Elolo Ajuma, also known as Giovanni Caleb, noted that the water storage company, which has been providing durable water storage containers, will continue to connect with communities while enforcing their brand promise of quality and robust products. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of Syntex's Coming campaign at the heart of Nima, where over 45,000 litres of water was given to residents.
We all know the era we find ourselves in right now. A lot of people are complaining about how their taps are running dry, how they are unable to get water for just basic home use, daily use. So, well, being one of the leading producers in the space, we felt it was just right for us to then put a spotlight on these communities and then give them free water. A lot of them. Today is just Nima. For the next couple of weeks, months, you never know. We might just be in your area. So by all means, go onto our social media platforms and nominate your area. So once you spot us and myself, Giovanni Caleb, we're definitely bringing you free water, just like that.
Giovanni Caleb is the brand ambassador for Syntex Tank. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Wondering how to get the right apartment and homes for at the preferred prime location in Accra? Well, real estate firm Deftraco could be the answer, as it will be offering to all prospective homeowners that visit the Ecobank Joiners Habitat Fair some help in this direction. Senior Marketing Associate at Deftraco in Eugene, Detefio, has been speaking to Joy News.
Deftraco is a well-known name when it comes to real estate in Ghana and beyond Ghana. Deftraco Group comprises of a number of subsidiaries. Deftraco Limited is a very well-known name when it comes to affordable homes for the average Ghanaian. And we are the name behind properties such as Deftraco Courts at Tema Community 25 and Deftraco Villas at Tema Community 18. Affluent homes in prime locations of Accra, like Cantonment, like Airport Residential Area, like Laboni, like Roman Ridge. Deftraco Plus provides homes for the affluent individual.
You heard the marketing associate at Deftraco, Eugene Tetifio, and can visit the Ecobank Joiners Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair will start from 13th to 15th September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and admission is always free. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab.
Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Isaac Edu, Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise Insurance. Today, we are looking at marine insurance. Marine insurance covers the risks and liabilities associated with the marine transportation of goods and the vessels carrying the goods. It covers losses such as theft, natural disasters, and fire that may occur during the course of the shipment. Marine insurance can either be on the goods called cargo insurance or on the vessel called hull insurance. It is suitable for ship owners and marine transporters. Thank you for listening to us in this series of insurance. Thank you.
Gone by was Isaac Edu, the Head of Broker Relations at Enterprise.